at some point, men have to learn how to attract women. Men assume it is a hard thing to do, but actually, it really isn't. You just have to learn how to do it before diving straight in. And once you know how to sexually attract women, you'll have way more luck getting them into the bedroom, and you will have more luck in the bedroom itself. So today's video is exactly that. We're going to teach you how to sexually attract women. Here we go, like and subscribe. First things first, why do you need to build sexual attraction? Well, the answer to this might be obvious. If you want to attract a woman, then you need to know how to build sexual attraction. And if you don't know how to build it, then you won't experience it. Without knowing how to build sexual attraction, you might find yourself in the dreaded friend zone. You can make a girl feel like the most special person in the world, but by building sexual attraction, this takes you out of that friend zone. You want to show her the best side of you so that she feels like she wants you right there with her all the time. And sexual attraction is very important, and you need it before anything else goes further. Make sure she finds you attractive. The first step is making sure that she thinks of you as attractive. We all have different tastes and find different people attractive, so in some respects, the power is completely out of your hands. You can do some things though, like dressing well and in a way that she finds attractive. Remember, you may need to update your wardrobe to reflect the current trends. You should also work out, eat well, and keep up your hygiene practices. Remember that every woman is different, and this sounds very, very obvious, but it's so true. Every single woman is different and unique in her own way. They have their own likes and their own dislikes. You need to remember this in general, but also in the bedroom. Everyone wants different things and is attracted to, well, a whole range of different bedroom antics. Some ladies want a serious relationship and some want something fun. You need to get to know a woman first and not assume that you know what she likes and what she doesn't. Find out what she wants. Does she want to take things further with you? If she does, is she looking for someone to date or someone to sleep with? Knowing what she wants helps you understand what you need to do to sexually attract her. You need to read her body language and ask her questions to figure out what she does want. Taking this time will make it easier to take things a step further later. Understand that her needs will change. She might say that she just wants to sleep with you, but after you have slept together, she might want to take things a little bit further. It's up to you as well whether this happens or not, but understand that her needs might change. This is crucial. That way, it is less of a surprise if they do change further on down the road. And the same goes for who she is attracted to. One day she might be attracted to a nice guy, but the other day she's attracted to a bad one. This will keep you on your toes, and it means you need to make some form of connection quickly. No matter what, you need to be yourself. And pretending to be someone that you are not will get you into trouble later. She will realize that you are not who you have pretended to be, and then everything will be over. You will be much better off just being yourself. And if she does not like you or is not sexually attracted to you, then it's not meant to be, and you will find someone else that is much better suited for you. Be confident. Now, this is a rule of life. If you don't believe in yourself, no woman ever will. Not everyone has a huge amount of self-confidence, but you can still act with confidence. It's just like people can be shy and confident. You need to be able to approach a woman and talk to her. You also need to be able to show her why you are so great. And all of this requires confidence, of course. You also need to be able to speak up and ask her what it is that she wants. It takes confidence to build sexual attraction, but if you don't have a huge amount of confidence, don't worry. It's something in this context that you can fake. It's all about feelings. Your feelings and her feelings. Both of your feelings matter, and without them, sexual attraction cannot exist. For some women, they need love to be able to grow sexual attraction towards a guy. For others, they need a connection and trust to be able to sleep with a man. Lastly, some women just need to be attracted to a man. Either way, you need to be aware of which feelings she has to have so that you can develop that sexual attraction towards each other. Surely this goes without saying, be hygienic. Women like men who smell nice. Make sure you stay hygienic by showering before meeting any lady, using deodorant, maintaining your body hair, and wearing clean clothes. Women look for men who can look after themselves because they do not want to have to look after you. And showing a woman that you can be hygienic is important because then she knows you care about yourself. Don't pretend to be her friend. It's too much of a risky move and it is sure to land you in the friend zone. Try to avoid doing this and make sure she knows that she sees you as someone who is more than just a friend. This does not mean that you shouldn't support her and give her a shoulder to cry on and be friendly. It just means you make it clear from the very beginning that you are romantically interested in her. Remember to flirt. When you are trying to impress and attract a woman, it can be hard to think of everything that you are supposed to do in that moment. One thing you don't want is to forget to flirt, because flirting helps create chemistry, which is vital when it comes to sexually attracting a woman. Flirting is fun and it keeps a conversation engaging. And next time you are with a lady that you want to attract, please don't forget to flirt. Don't get too handsy. You would think that to sexually attract a woman involves a lot of touch. And in some ways, yes, it's true. Touching a woman tells her that you want more than a friendship. But it's important that you don't go overboard with the touching, because otherwise she might feel that you are a little bit creepy and she won't trust you. She may feel that you are only interested in sex and she might want something different, such as a relationship. Small touches are fine, but don't go overboard, and please monitor her body language whenever you do touch her. Make use of texting. Sexually attracting a woman isn't just something that happens in person. It can also happen over text. Women love it when men text them because it shows they are making an effort. You can flirt via text, show an interest in her and find out what she wants from you. Girls love it when guys send them texts asking how their day went, or when they send them something and say, "This reminded me of you." It shows that you care about her, which girls often need to know before they can fully develop sexual attraction. Take it slow. Sometimes you will sexually attract a woman, sleep with her that night, and then that will be it. Other times it will take more time. It might take quite a few dates and a lot of time spent together for her to feel sexually attracted to you. In this case, you need to take things slower. So try to slow the pace and see if things actually end up moving in a better direction. Sexual attraction will develop if you let her have more time to get to know you. Be the man you want to be. When you are trying to attract someone, you can sometimes end up being someone else. Sometimes you will enter into a relationship like this, and after a few months or even years, you will realize that you are someone completely different. Now, this is a waste of your life because you are never going to be happy if you can't be the man that you truly want to be. So don't change yourself just to sexually attract a woman. Be yourself, and if it works out, that is amazing. Remember to relax. Don't rush yourself and definitely do not rush her. Relax and take a moment to realize that everything might not happen overnight. When you are not relaxed, you come across as someone that is nervous and possibly desperate. And that is not what you want to come across as, of course, which is why it's important to take some deep breaths, relax, and not to rush things. Let her have some control over how things go and try to go at her pace.